Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third and final hour of this global transmission. We have Captain Joyce Riley, who does the Power Hour with Dave on Kleist, who's been doing some great research on the weapons of mass destruction, the New World Order lies, and, of course, the fact that they're probably going to go ahead and pull bin Laden out of a hat right before the election. I've had this intel for 2 years. She's getting it from her own sources. And now there's a bunch of mainstream news from the Asia Times, the Chicago Tribune, as well as WorldNet Daily. That's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll go through a lot of the latest news and developments with Joyce. I wanted to let a caller, Ralph in Texas, finish up. I never talk about professional wrestling, much less real sports on this show. My point was is that the same crowd that believes wrestling is real and that will argue with you is the same mindset that thinks Bush is a conservative. Don't let the facts confuse you. And that was the point I was making. You had something else you wanted to say, Ralph?
Yeah, I realize that. But also on that 911, I was watching it when it happened. And as I was watching it, you could see the explosions coming down the side of the building. And I only saw that one time, and they pulled it from the network.
One time, live on Fox. We have the stills of the video on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the Building 7 archive. And you can clearly see the demolition charges going off. And we have the seismograph reports, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters, and now the owner of Building 7 saying they blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
What channel were you watching when you saw that?
I don't recall right now because we were kind of switching back and forth.
I hear you. Listen, thanks for the call, Ralph. Good to hear from you. And in the future, folks, turn your radios off when we're talking to you. Let's go to Captain Joyce Riley. Joyce, always good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's my pleasure. It's an honor to be on your show. I got to thank you.
Now, you know, Tony Blair says we owe him an apology. Doesn't matter if he said 50 times plus that there are weapons of mass destruction. The Hutton inquiry says he never said that, and we're all liars.
That's right, and the Justice Department said today that the Patriot Act has never been abused in this country, so I think we know where they're coming from.
And Ashcroft said that it doesn't matter if there's no weapons of mass destruction. The Iraq invasion was good.
Well, the Iraq invasion wasn't good unless you consider killing innocent people. And I think that the average person is waking up. And I'll tell you, one of the things that really got my attention last night was when Ed Koch, former Mayor Ed Koch of New York, came on Fox News saying that the Democrats were too liberal for him. He's going to go with George Bush and support him. That's what told me that George Bush is really in trouble in the eyes of the mainstream public.
Well, certainly, but they've got the electronic voting machines in place, Joyce, so...
Of course, but they want to keep the sham going as long as they can, because they don't want people revolting on them and understanding all that is taking place.
But again, look at the choices we've got. It's like WWF wrestling, as I keep saying. John F. Kerry is the macho man, and we've got Hulk Hogan, who's Bush. I mean, it's a staged event.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And for those people that keep saying, well, who do I vote for, who do I vote for, I don't think they understand fully that there really is no vote right now. Now, of course, people say to us, does that mean we don't vote? Do we lose hope? No. It means we educate faster and more furious than we ever have before, because that's where the answer is, as you say, telling people to get a paper ballot when they vote.
Yeah, we've got to demand a recall of the electronic voting machines with signatures. Have a campaign that way, then get the recall election of the machines themselves, and to have that recall election done on paper ballots. That's going to be the solution, and we've got to focus on that. Joyce, when we get back, you're getting the same intel I'm getting from your military sources, that they're going to pull bin Laden out of a hat here very soon for the election. And we have Asia Times, we have Chicago Tribune, we have WorldNet Daily. And remember, Joyce, 2 years ago, I got my White House source saying he's dead on ice. They're going to roll him out before the election.
Interesting. I think we're on top of it.
All right, well, we'll get your intel on the other side and go over some other news with you and take calls for Captain Joyce Riley. I'm Alex Jones, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. I'm fired up.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's the BBC headline. Vindicated. Blair demands apology. Tony Blair has called on those who accused him of lying about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction to withdraw their allegations in the wake of Lord Hutton's report. Now, Lord Hutton's hired by him to go say he's good and that he never said this. And you all heard Tony Blair say, and I mean, I have 50 quotes here from television. This is a televised address to the nation, March 20th, 2003. Tonight, British servicemen and women are engaged from air, land, and sea. Their mission, remove Saddam Hussein from power and disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction. And he goes, here's another quote. As for the existence of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, there can be no doubt that those weapons existed. It is the job of the Iraq Survey Group to find out what has happened, which it will do. And that's Tony Blair, House of Commons. There's another quote here. We know he has weapons of mass destruction. We have the proof of the mass destruction. It goes on and on and on. 50 of these, where he says they have nuclear weapons. He says I want to get into the whole Bin Laden thing, but to have Cheney and Bush now saying they never said this, they're now saying that. To have Blair saying 2 weeks ago they still have weapons of mass destruction, now he says he never said that when he would sit there and say it all. I mean, how do they do stuff like this?
Because it's as if they are programmed to do it. And I'm not saying they are programmed. I'm saying that it is a program in which they say something, they deny it later, or they conflict themselves in testimony. And only those people who are in the independent media are going to focus on it. Now, remember, when I talked to a reporter at when the Second Gulf War began, that asked me, from a major network, asked me, what is your position of your organization, the American Gulf War Veterans Association, on the war? And I said, we are dissenting on the war. And we talked about a few issues with respect to the war as to why we were dissenting. And, by the way, we were joined by the British Gulf War Veterans Association. Well, this reporter said, I'd love to be able to carry this story. And I said, and what holds you back? You are a producer. You're not just a reporter or editor. You're a producer. What holds you back? And the response was, from a major network, it conflicts with the prevailing domestic policy. And I said, so are you telling me then that you can only carry those items to which the Bush administration basically agrees with? The response was, yes. So anybody who comes out is going to become one of those reporters that gets put through the buzzsaw. And
well, there's also admissions that our troops were ordered to kill Reuters and AP reporters premeditatively to scare them out of the area.
Well, there's all kinds of stories now, and we're hearing all kinds of things from those troops coming back. Now, there was a gentleman who was actually said to have been filming dead military people, U.S. military. Mazandana was his name.
And there's even video of the tank rolling. He's a Reuters video guy. The tank rolls up and opens fire right at him. He has the video was released of them killing him.
That's correct. And the story was that they were actually burying our troops in mass graves over in Iraq. And that was the story that he had been covering. He was going to release it very shortly. And I talked to his one of his best friends who did say that he confirmed that story, that the family did possess the video of those Gulf War veterans being buried. And I've been talking with him to try and get that video, of which we have not had any luck. I can't say that it exists. I can only say that we're starting to hear all kinds of stories.
Well, that's the kind of video that'll get a wet team sent to your house, Joyce.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Then we got the video from Afghanistan of what happened over there with respect to the troops, with respect to the prisoners being taken in 18-wheelers. And they killed them in the 18-wheelers. They weren't taking them to another prison and transferring them. They were going to kill them.
And by the way, that was nobody shoemakers and goat herders. The real Al-Qaeda was flown out to Pakistan publicly by the CIA.
That's correct. And then the stories now are just amazing. In fact, in talking to the military people, they tell me, the ones that are just back from Iraq, and one that's just back from Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, is they are absolutely sick. They're physically sick now. The three units that had contacted me on this issue.
Well, it's 1,900 times safe level of depleted uranium in Baghdad alone.
That's right. Now, you take the Gulf War One veterans, and then you take times four the amount of depleted uranium that the Gulf War II veterans.
I thought it was 10 times, Joyce.
Well, so I get conflicting statistics on that. I really don't know for sure. But then you get, you know, the cumulative addition of all this depleted uranium, and you're going to have some people really sick. In fact, Major Doug Roki, Dr. Doug Roki told me, he said, if you're breathing in Iraq right now, you're going to be sick.
And that's the guy they hired in 91 to go disprove this for the Pentagon. He said, man, this is making them sick, radiation sickness, classical.
That's right. And in fact, the Pentagon is doing a real
hatchet
job.
Well, Joyce, how dare you? You know, you don't support the troops unless you support them dying. See, supporting the troops means you support them dying and having their benefits cut, having to pay for their flights home, and having to pay Halliburton for their meals.
Yes, that's right. If you support the troops, you have a yellow ribbon out, and you fly a flag, and you watch the funerals take place. Well, no. When you support the veterans is when you tell the truth, and not supporting a veteran is failing to tell the truth.
You were talking about the Pentagon when I interrupted.
Well, I was going to say that the Pentagon is doing a real hit job in the media on Dr. Doug Roki now, saying that he was never in the position of which he says he was. He was never involved in doing a DU cleanup.
I have the articles from 91. We've got they're online where he was the head guy.
I've got the video that he made for the Pentagon. Yes, but you see, it doesn't make any difference. Black is white and white is black.
Because the average person doesn't have a 5-minute memory or attention span, much less 10 years.
That's right. But here's what we do have right now, and that is the military records of George Bush that are going to make a difference. Now, the reason I say that is because we've got 24 million prior service people in this country who valued the fact that they completed their military service. They did not go AWOL, or they did not shirk their responsibilities. Now we have got a president who, when this comes to light and people understand that he did the same thing that they accused Michael New of doing, our president, when he was in the military in 1972, and I have the document, denied a direct order. Now, you see, all the media that's focusing on the story of him being a deserter, and they did it sort of off the cuff, you know, tacitly looked at the issue of him being a deserter, whether he was or not, whether he finished his job in the military. What we now know is that in August of 1972, and this ought to be front page everywhere, but I've even talked to media that won't dare cover it, is the president denied a direct order. He denied a direct order to take a flight physical. Now, I want to thank Joe from Arkansas, who was an incredibly supportive person, who was able finally to get these documents. A lot of people couldn't get them, but he got the document showing that George W. Bush had received a suspension order, of which I have a copy. Now, if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on George Bush military records, there's 10 pages of them there. And it says the military records of George Walker Bush. Punch on that red.
Well, you can't have a cokehead taking a blood test and a physical, and you start, and then he ran off to Alabama for a campaign.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, what happened in 1972? For those of you us or those of us that were around then, is that that's the first year the military instituted drug testing. Now, a flight physical is a little more, I mean, I'm not downgrading a flight physical, but I took them all the time. Every 6 months, we were required to take them. And what we would do is go through the line and we would see the doctor. Now, a lot of times when you take a physical, you see a paramedic or whatever. Well, we saw the doctor. And we had to have certain requirements for blood pressure, that kind of thing. So it's no big deal to take a flight physical. Besides, after the government has spent $1 million training you to fly, and I'm talking about a pilot, I'm not talking about myself as a flight nurse, but when they spend $1 million teaching you to fly an aircraft, they don't expect you to say, no, I don't think I want to take
that
physical.
You also have one of the lowest ratings ever recorded for that unit. Anyone else would have been washed out.
That's right, especially during a time when everybody wanted to be a pilot.
But Joyce,
in the
he's
guard.
An incredible war hero. I mean, I heard him on Fox when he landed on the carrier going, man, look how good he looks in that. Remember, this is a fighter race. This is.
You know, I got to tell you, I called the Pentagon one day, and I said, I'd like to confirm or deny with the Secretary of Defense's office about the military service of George Walker Bush. And I couldn't believe it, Alex. The girl that answered the phone, and I really hate to say anything, but she was a young girl, didn't know very much. And I said, I'd like to confirm or deny the fact that George W. Bush did not complete his service in the Air National Guard. And she said, oh, no, he wasn't in the Air National Guard. And I said, pardon? She said, no, sir, the president was not in the Air National Guard. She said, the president was in the Navy. And I said, no, ma'am, you're wrong. The president was in the Air Force.
She said, yeah, he fought with George Washington.
No.
Then he fought at Guadalcanal when he was a fighter ace against the Nazis.
No, you know what he said? She said, well, you remember that picture of him landing on a ship out in the middle of the ocean? I couldn't believe, Alex, she actually said that. She thought that was his Navy experience. I mean, I don't know what she thought, but she thought because he landed on a ship that he was in the Navy.
Look, I was watching it live, and Fox goes, what a leader. Look at how good he looks. Do you see how he landed that? Man, he is, this guy's a fighter ace. His dad was a fighter ace. It's in the blood, Joyce.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why in 1 August of 1972, and you go to thepowerhour.com, listeners, click on that thing, click on the George Walker Bush military records, and check it out yourself, and you will see that First Lieutenant George W. Bush was suspended from flying. And from that date on, and this is what the media will not cover, he was never, and I repeat, never flying.
He was AWOL.
Well, he was AWOL a little period of time after that, and that's for 30 days. Then desertion becomes after 30 days. And desertion, by the way, charges, can be filed for 40 years.
Yeah, but then he disappeared for the rest of the tour.
Oh, yeah. He was gone for essentially the next 2 years. But I just want to say to everybody that we treat these... We had a breastfeeding mother, Rhonda Hazley, who was not wanting to take the anthrax vaccine because she was breastfeeding, and they put her in jail, and they gave her an Article 15, and they drummed her out of the military. Now, she has a felony conviction for the rest of her life because she was breastfeeding a child and refused the anthrax vaccine. Here we have the president who denied a direct order, didn't do anything but become president. But wait till you hear who was with him when he was suspended.
All right. I know we got a lot of callers. We'll get to you, Rob and Joanne and Russell and many, many others. We're going to have Joyce with us for the rest of the hour, and we are going to get into Bin Laden. The stage capture, is that right around the corner? We've been talking about it for 2+ years. It's all coming up when we get back. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The original investigative reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are better than almost all the mainstream media garbage that we see. The investigative reports, the things they do at ThePowerHour.com are amazing. Go look at Bush's proof service record. And then I have arguments with folks on the street. He's a fighter race. He fought in combat, I think, Vietnam. No, he didn't. He was AWOL. Shut up, hippie. You're not for gun control. You're liberal. And you're doubting us on this. Joyce, you call the Pentagon, and she goes, no, he's with the Navy. You know, he's, I mean, it's just, Joyce, what is going on with people? I mean, I know you don't have an elitist view of yourself. I don't have one of myself. I mean, we're just average people, but compared to some of these people, I guess we're geniuses.
Well, I think that we just simply study and we have a desire for the truth and we're not going to stop. And the other thing is that I know you're not afraid. And that takes the big sting out of them because, you know, people will come after us and try and trash us and they'll do these horrible campaigns to kill the messenger, but that only means that you're doing something because they don't mess with people that are not doing anything. And I think that's important for people to understand. And when you're talking in terms of these military records here, which I think are absolutely crucial to the credibility of our president, and when I did, by the way, this young girl passed me off to the Secretary of Defense's Lieutenant Colonel spokesperson, of which I said, would you please confirm or deny that our president completed his military career? And they said, well, we can't do that. And I said, really? Why not? He said, because that doesn't come under the purview of the Department of Defense. I felt like saying, well, who should I call? Like Parks and Recreation? I mean, this is craziness. So then he referred me to the Guard Bureau. Guard Bureau wouldn't touch it. Then they sent me to Texas Guard Bureau, called them. They wouldn't touch it. Then finally we were able to get some information from somebody who had been researching this that had actually talked to some people in the military that said he did not go to his position, his last position in Alabama, that it was a postal unit and had never been one with aircraft. Well, that's when I realized and went back and checked and saw that on August 1st of 72, he was suspended from flying at that Air National Guard unit.
Wait a minute, he's a Vietnam fighter ace, most highly decorated.
Not at all. He didn't even go to Vietnam. But here's the issue. On that date that he was suspended for failure to accomplish his annual medical examination, which I got to tell you, I don't know of anybody who's never done that.
You don't tell me this. He said this ain't no amnesty.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish that there would be some charges filed against him for what he has done in this situation because he was also with another major. Now, I've never seen one order to suspend flying, let alone two people on the same order. The other person, verbal orders of the commander that came down on 1 September of 72, and that is Colonel Tim, T-I-M-M, U.S. Air Force Executive National Guard Bureau that signed this, along with Francis Greenleaf, Major General of the USA National Guard. The other person was a major, and that major was James R. Bath.
Oh, and then in 76, they start the Al-Qaeda business here in Texas.
Bingo.
According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, but again, that's a conspiracy theory, too.
Well, that's where they met up. They were both in that champagne unit. We call it a champagne unit because you had to know somebody to get into that unit. And he was flying F-102s with the Interceptor, which was going to be phased out. That was not even going to be a plane that
was
going to
stay in the
inventory.
Why don't we just give Bush the Congressional Medal of Honor?
Yeah, that's surprising, isn't it?
And say that he raised the flag on Iwo Jima.
Yeah, right. And Major James R. Bath, who later provided the first $35,000 given to Arbusto Energy from the Bin Laden family, helped to start Arbusto Energy. Well, Major James R. Bath, and he went on to be buddies after that. Now here you have a man during time of war. I mean, this is why this is so incredible. It's kind of like your importance, placing the importance on Building 7 coming down, which we're going to have you on the Power Hour to talk about, because we have not covered that like you have, is that this is a man who was suspended from flying. He then became AWOL. He was then a deserter. And recently the Annenberg Foundation decided to research it and said, oh, no, he had an honorable discharge. What does that mean? Does that mean he did not deny the direct order? And here Michael New has probably spent millions of dollars trying to defend himself for standing up and doing the right thing. These anthrax refusers have been doing the right thing, and they're in jail now. But we have this man who's gone on to become the president. So these records are very critical, I believe. And especially the news release they put out about him flying. It's just, it's pretty funny.
Well, I'll tell you, did you know he was a test pilot, too, with Chuck Yeager? And an astronaut.
Oh, come on.
and a professional wrestler. Well, it doesn't matter. They might as well just start saying that. I mean, hey, Joyce, are you going to apologize to Tony Blair? He never said that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
We'll
talk about Bin Laden when we get back and take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Stadtmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
I tell you, listening to this music, keep it rolling, Stephanie, makes me think about how lucky we are to have a veteran, a combat veteran, a fighter ace as our president. He wasn't a little hippie with sandals running around AWOL. No, he wasn't a little Jack Daniels drinking cokehead, always getting in trouble at the parties and drunk driving. He's a leader. He's a man fighting Al-Qaeda. Now, never mind his first business dealings were with the Bin Ladens, and never mind the fact that his daddy, I was meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family on 9/11 over breakfast at the Carlyle Group. That's what good men do. And we're lucky to have him. And I've kind of reassessed things as a neocon. I support the gun control. I think it's conservative. I support the open borders. I support campaign finance reform. I support everything. I tell you, we're doing good here, aren't we, boys? All right, folks. I know we have Rob and Russell and Brock and Todd and Ron. I promise we'll get to all of you. We're going to get back into a rally and briefly get into this Bin Laden situation. A lot of key indicators. They've already got him on ice, literally about to roll him out. For the next 3 or 4 minutes, though, we're going to go to Debbie Morrow because it's so important, number one, to stop drinking the poison, the herbicides, the pesticides, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the birth control pills, all of it, to stop drinking the stuff they're putting in your water, to take control of your life 70% of your body is water. These are great products made in America. I know that means we're liberal. We're sorry. We're very communistic. These are made in America. I know. They're the best I know of in existence at great prices because these are the makers of this system. And Debbie from New Millennium Concepts joins us. Debbie, good to have you on the air. I just wanted to tell you, George Bush is a fighter ace, and did you know I'm an astronaut? I actually stepped foot on the moon. It wasn't Neil Armstrong. Go ahead.
Okay.
And Tony Blair never said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Are you ready to apologize to him?
Sure.
He's asking for an apology.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll be glad to. Tell him to come over for dinner.
Okay.
I'll give him Berkey water.
What are the specials for folks? Tell them about it.
Actually, you know, it's the end of the month, and we're looking at the Berkey light with the lights for $2.59, and you get two free sport bottles with it, which is a $78 savings. Or you can get the Berkey light without the lights, and you get one Berkey sport bottle with it, which is a $39 savings. You get that for $199.
That is an insane deal.
It really is, and we've had a lot of good response, and I'm calling people back, and, you know, so if people get the machine, tell them, you know, hold on, I will be getting back with them because we are getting good response, and that's a great thing. We also have that extended holiday special, the Berkey Sport Bottles. It's five sport bottles for $99 or 12 sport bottles for $199.
And if you try to buy one of these at a store, $35-$40, and it isn't even as good.
That's right. They really, the sport bottles are great. They're awesome. You take them everywhere. You know, I'm going out of town this weekend, and we'll be taking our sport bottles with us on our trip. And, you know, you have the assurance of not drinking that nasty tasting water in restaurants and different things like that, you know.
I don't know, though. Maybe you don't trust the government. I mean, that might be a sign of Al-Qaeda if you filter your water.
It might
be. In fact, even in movies like Dr. Strangelove, it's crazies that filter their water. Again, folks, this is very radical what we do here on this show. I might be with Al-Qaeda because I'm against drinking herbicides and pesticides and mercury. I'm being sarcastic. Again, folks, these are made in America. Great products. It's what I drink out of. They got a bunch of different specials and units. Give her a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. We got the same specials at Infowars.com. Those orders are downloaded daily, given to Debbie and the crew there, and they ship them out to your UPS, 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, you do a great job. Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say that all of the proceeds, you know, they go to you to keep you on the air.
And what happens,
you know,
is
not the
you guys
proceeds,
are the...
But, you know, we support your airtime, and it's really important that we keep you on the air by having these calls come in, and we appreciate all of our customers and all of your listeners.
Absolutely. God bless you, Debbie.
Thanks.
1-888-803-4438. Yeah, since you brought it up, I pay for the Global Shortwave. 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. And, you know, our AM and FMs just pick us up out of the goodness of their hearts, and we share the advertising with them. That's how that works in networks. But it reaches the world, and I get letters from Africa and Asia and in Europe, people listening on shortwave every week. It's just such an important outreach. They're the one sponsor for this, folks. And that goes, every sale goes into an account to pay for the shortwave. So it's made in America, great system. And you support the international outreach, and you stop drinking poison, 888-803-4438. All right, we're about to go to your calls here in a couple minutes. Joyce, getting Joyce Riley back on the show, thepowerhour.com. Joyce, Madeleine Albright, Fox News, 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, she said, yeah, they've already got bin Laden. They're about to bring him out at the opportune time. The Times of Asia quotes a high-level source in the Pentagon saying they're about to capture bin Laden. WorldNet Daily says they're about to launch a big operation into Pakistan to catch him. I was told 2 years ago by someone involved in the White House, I'll just say that, who'd been imbibing, that, yeah, he died of kidney failure, and The family handed him over, and they're going to roll him out before the election. I don't know if that's the case, but the world where they got body doubles and wax figurines of Uday and Kusay, Saddam's sons, and the world where they catch Sheikh Mohammed three times and kill him twice and then release people and later admit they were CIA operatives and, oh, we just had to stage this. There's no telling what's going to happen. We may even stop them by doing this, but you have inside info, Joyce.
Well, it's interesting, Alex, that the last time when we had this major occurrence with Saddam Hussein, we had received a phone call 1 week prior to that time saying that Saddam was about to be found.
And you said this on air.
Correct. We went on the air and said, this is what we're hearing. Yes, and we're calling this, we call it our power hour chatter, just like the DOD calls it their chatter that they hear. Well, we had heard that Saddam was going to be found, and then shortly after that, Osama would be found, and that weapons of mass destruction would be found that had NATO numbers only of Germany, France, and Russia on them. In other words, that there had been this hauling mission that we talked about once before, in which many troops were injured and
died.
That's right, injured and died.
Liquefied lungs, chemical weapons exposure. They would discharge from the military while still in the hospital.
That's right. And they said, the troops said that they were taking weapons and moving them to an area near Baghdad Airport, and that some of them had become exposed to this quote-unquote toxin. Now, we know that 50 of them were flown to Landstuhl, Germany at once, because I would talk to the father that saw them, that was there with his
you
son at the hospital.
Air.
That's correct. That's correct. So we know that that part of it is true. Also, the son had written home, and they received this letter after the boy had died, that he had been on a 72-hour, quote-unquote, hauling mission, H-A-U-L, hauling mission. We don't know what it, because obviously it was classified. However, we now are receiving word from the sources that they are about to find Osama bin Laden. We're hearing that it's at the Pakistan-Afghan border, and since we're not supposed to be having Delta forces in Pakistan, it's kind of a covert operation of guys coming out of Fort Bragg, and that they are going to find Osama bin Laden, and that Operation Exodus has begun. So I think it's just, I don't know if it's going to be a week, 2 weeks, or whatever, but it is going to take place. There's no doubt in my mind.
Now, from my White House source, again, the family, when bin Laden supposedly blows something up and they get a distraction in the media, the bin Ladens then get the contract, usually double what it's worth, rebuild the base. That's CBC, folks, admitted. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is all admitted. This is the payoff. Here's the dead body. He takes the blame. Then they get even more cash and more contracts, or they could just grab a double, there's no telling, or they could claim, oh, we arrested him, and 5 years later there's no discussion of it, or they could say, oh, he's got cancer, then he dies before the court, and who knows if anybody was even ever captured. Again, they could be putting out disinfo, but it's been accurate in the past, Joyce. Our chatter is much more accurate than the propaganda they put out.
Well, and I think so. And to reinforce that, 1 day after Jessica Lynch was taken hostage as a POW or MIA, we received information from our sources saying that there was a whole different story. In other words, the world is listening to this beautiful young girl was in a firefight, shot down to her last weapon, was taken in, was abused, blah, blah, blah. We are hearing the whole nine yards.
And she says later that it's a fable, but the average person still believes the fable.
That's right. And we received word that next day, and went on the air with it, that is not what happened, that in fact it was a Humvee accident, that these people were horribly injured as a result of hitting an 18-wheeler, and that, yes, many of them were killed at the scene, brought back to that hospital later, and that she was treated absolutely admirably. But the other thing that we learned at the time or the day after was that not only did she not shoot down to her last bullet, but that she never fired her weapon. In fact, we were told they never fired. It was a maintenance company. They were not really prepared, not really trained, and that's not to take anything away
from
them.
Yeah, take a wrong turn in a sandstorm going 50 miles an hour, you're in trouble.
Yes, yes. And so I thought that was interesting because, I mean, that took a lot of guts to say, you know, this isn't how the story happened the day after it took place.
And also, Joyce, five of the people that had blown the whistle would have men in black uniforms pop up behind fences and shoot them at the barbecue pit. They die in car wrecks, drown in an inch of water. I think she knew she better get the story out before she had an accident and then was, you know, enshrined and Bush would lay flowers at her tomb.
Yes, and I'll tell you, when her father was questioned about this, they asked him in the news conference, did your daughter have amnesia? And he said, absolutely not. She has her memory as good as the day she left West Virginia. So why does the Department of Defense need to lie over that?
Well, see,
why?
See, you've got this tiny group of evil people, and they try to always con us into going along with it and believing the stories, and more people are going, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it here on air. Over 50 times, we have the article posted, Tony Blair said, we know they have weapons of mass destruction. Now he says he never said it because my Hutton inquiry says I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, no, I'm going to say it. You did say it, and so many people will buy it because he says he didn't say it. They don't have memories of 2 weeks ago, Joyce. And now Rumsfeld and Bush and all them are saying, we never said they had weapons of mass destruction. We said they had weapons of mass murder.
Well, you see, the stories are morphing now as well as they are causing whiplash among the average person. So every day some new story comes out to get everybody concerned and go down this rabbit trail following this story, which may turn out later to be a phony story. I was trying to think of another case in point. But, I mean, just if we take just the Jessica Lynch story.
Joyce, here's another one. We have the Pentagon planting in hundreds of papers, not dozens, hundreds of papers, fake letters from troops with a false signature.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Pentagon putting out fake news reports, folks, in America. Mm-hmm. General Eberhardt says we're going to martial law. The Pentagon's watching us. Tommy Franks says it. Tommy Franks bragged a month before Saddam was captured. Oh, we got him, yeah. And the congressman, La Hood, said we're about to capture or we've got him. I know something you don't know. Let's take some calls. And I mean quick, folks, as you've all been holding a long time. And you told me somebody hung up. Who's up first? Okay, Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex and Joyce, here's something you might be interested in. I asked Daddy Bush what happened to his crew when he bailed out of that Grumman Avenger
back
in W-2.
It's on record, and they've had the veterans on. They thought everybody...
Yeah, well, I saw the films fishing them out. Okay.
Everybody basically spit at him when he landed on the carrier.
No, I'm talking about Daddy Bush. Wait a minute, Daddy Bush, I'm talking about.
I said Daddy Bush.
Yeah.
Daddy Bush, when he landed on the carrier, we've even interviewed the folks.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They were all thinking he was going to get court-martialed, and then they claimed that the plane caught on fire. Those planes couldn't.
No.
When he landed...
I'll tell you what it was, Alex. It was a TBM, a Grumman torpedo, TBM.
Sir, I'm saying after they put him on the sub, put him on a plane... flowing back to the carrier, they all thought he was going... This is documented. They all thought Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, was going to be court-martialed because it was the pilot's job to wait till the others had gotten out. Tell him about this.
Yeah, I know about it. And by the way, like daddy, like son, George W., I know about 102s. If I could fly a 102, he could, but I doubt he ever flew a 102. Okay,
is that right?
Yeah, we operated over there in Nam of those things, the photo recon thing, and that's an airplane that not many people can fly or could fly, and a lot of them died an average of one a day out of that photo recon during my tour in Nam. Okay.
Well, you know, I just want to say, I've never seen in his military records any of the flight orders. You know how you would get a flying order
before you go? Yeah, right.
He doesn't have any in his military records.
No. He never flew any airplanes. And when I was there, when he was over on MOPAC over here hanging out, we lost 52 men, 26 airplanes in the first 2 months, and they were all KIAs. And I have no love for any of the Bush family, I can tell you.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Brock in Brock, where are you calling us from? Tennessee?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a friend of mine called me this morning and told me you were on Mancast, Jeff. And normally I don't listen to him because of all the vulgarity on his show. But anyway, a bunch of my friends at work listen to him all the time, and they were shocked because I've been talking about you before. I've been listening to you since...
Wow.
Not since 2000. And I'd been talking about you to him before, and there's, he don't know what he's talking about. And then all of a sudden, you come up on their show this morning, and they're all, well, maybe he's got some there.
Alex, you were on with Man Cow?
I've been on about five times.
Wow! That's incredible. I had no idea.
Well, I mean, who's Man Cow? I do five interviews a day, Joyce. You know, so do you. So.
Well, but he's on CNN all the time.
I mean, the guy has an interesting show from what I've heard. People say it's pretty wild, but I mean, he agrees with me.
Wow.
He says he agrees, and he seems to, you know, speak out against the New World Order. So I guess they mix it in with all that other. And by who's Man Cow? I mean, everybody's like Man Cow, Man Cow. I mean, people say that. Wow, you're on Man Cow. But I mean, he does have the number one show in Chicago. And I've been on there about five times, and every caller agrees. I had to bring some guy in studio this morning to disagree with me.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, most of the people that listen to his show are a bunch of potheads, so, I don't know how good it'll do. Maybe it'll do some good.
You never know.
All right, well, thank you for the call. We'll come back and take three more calls. We're joined by Captain Joyce Riley, just covering major league important news stories. And that's what this network's all about. Joyce's show, my show, a lot of the other shows that are here on the network. John Statmiller, Dr. Stan Monteith, Pastor Butch Paw, so many others just doing a wonderful job telling the truth, not compromising. We'll be back with Captain Joyce Riley and more calls to wrap up another great edition of the Alex Jones Show. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joyce Riley is an amazing individual, done so much incredible work. And she shows what one motivated person can do with the support of others. Joyce, they said the world was flat for a long time. They imprisoned those that said it was round. But overnight, you were a kook to say it was flat. That's going to happen to the globalists. It's happening now. They're trying mind control, just saying, I never said that. I never said weapons of mass destruction. It's not amnesty. It's not. They're trying this on us, but it's not going to work. And those that it will work on are so stupid, they don't even matter. You know, the founding fathers said that. Forget the furniture. We need the thinkers and the folks that have honor and courage, and we're going to win this fight.
You know, and I say, you know, everybody wants to worry about Bubba on the couch with a beer in one hand and a remote control on the other. And what I say is, don't worry about him. You don't want him in your foxhole anyway. So go after the ones, and my favorite word is next. I got to tell you, Alex, probably just like yours.
Oh, yeah. Somebody starts giggling at me, I just say, I feel sorry for you and walk on.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
Somebody cares, wants to get involved, I'll give them a hug, shake their hand, talk to them. And I'll tell you, the goofballs are less and less. And when the goofball sees the other people waking up, they, suddenly want to find out what's happening. Real quick, two calls. Let's talk to John Florida, then Ron New York. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad I got through to both of you. You are excellent program hosts, and I've got to thank GCN for the great lineup of programming that they have.
We've got to thank our affiliates.
Thank
we need more affiliates.
Yeah.
Picking up my show and Dave and Joyce's show.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I want to tell you what I hear amongst people here in this military community. I live between the Navy and the Air Force bases here in the Panhandle, and a lot of people think that our current president was fished out of the South China Sea and was taken on a submarine back to his aircraft carrier. And there are other people, okay, who think that, Nixon started an attempt to go to Mars, and that the president, our current president, was, taken off into an astronaut training program, and that the Republican Party was going to lay claim to Mars way back in the 70s. So that's why he failed to show up for his Alabama drills.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's the type of weirdo. She calls the Pentagon, and she says he's, the Navy fighter ace.
Joyce, I don't know how you can get up in the wee dark early like you do, but you're doing great. Restraining that co-host husband of yours.
Oh, he's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Right. All right, folks. Let's take a final call. Ron, New York, have at it.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
Alex, I always thought that GW broke the siege at the Battle of the Bulge, but you say it was at Iwo Jima. Listen, you mentioned Fox. And it's a very interesting thing, and I don't think too many people know this, but when GW landed on the deck of that aircraft carrier in that flight suit, the photographs that were released by UPI and the rest were kind of edited photos, but in fact, Sean Hannity, was about 10 feet to the president's left in a flight suit as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And in one night, in an act of braggadocio, he showed the photograph on his show. Now, how does a guy who purports to be a reporter and journalist...
This is classic stuff. Third world dictators put salad dressing on their chest, strut around in uniforms, and talk about how wonderful they are.
Well, what I'm saying is this makes Hannity, not that I ever thought he had legitimacy, but this eliminates even the slightest thought that the man has any legitimacy in reporting.
That's impersonating an officer. You can get in trouble for that.
He's practically a de facto member of the administration. How did he manage to land that... Getting a flight suit, obviously he must have flew over on a military jet, too, and standing 10 feet next to the president.
Interesting.
So there's no
out of time. Joyce Riley.
Hey, thank you,
when
Alex.
Am I coming on your show next week?
I don't know yet. I got to talk to you about it. But just watch our website, The Power Hour, and we'll have it up there for
awesome.
You. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm the first to go, last to know here. take care, Joyce.
Thanks.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Folks, I actually am a Mars mission astronaut myself, and I am a World War II fighter pilot. Joking. It'll be in the New York Times that I say that. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You believe in what we're doing? Get the videos. Make copies. Get the books, the CDs, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers. We need your support. Plus, these are great films. 1-888-253-3139 to order. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, my friends. So keep it locked in to this local station. God bless you all.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.